Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Sunday afternoon, only just 12:15, and I'm doing housey chores. What was I going to say? Oh, yes, right. So, I've just deleted some audio from yesterday, because yesterday I was at the Robin Hood Festival in Sherwood Forest, and I recorded some audio while I was there. Sort of soundscapey type stuff, and it was awful. I've just tried to play it back now, and it was absolutely horrible. I'm really not sure what I've done. I do know what I've done, but I'm not sure why it's turned out as it has. I think I mentioned the other day that I've kind of got a new headset for my phone, and I can record through the inline mic now, but I have to set the microphone setting on my voice recorder to rear mic. As far as I'm aware, my phone hasn't got a rear mic, but it seems to like that for the headset. I forgot to change it back yesterday, so God knows where the phone was recording from or what settings it was using, but it was just shockingly bad. There was no definition between, my voice. I was kind of holding the phone as if I was on a call, because there were millions of people around. There's not very little definition between my voice and the background noise. It was just awful. It was really, really bad. So I had to delete it. And incidentally, I've just tried recording an audio book earlier on using my headset. I don't know if it just doesn't sound good. I've just tried listening to it back and deleted it instantly. It's awful. I thought it was over-modulating. I tried this the other day, and I've tried turning the gain down in the voice recorder, but it doesn't seem to affect the headset. It still sounds just as bad, even when I've turned the gain sort of right down. I mean, like down to sort of -5 or something, gap like that. I don't know. So I'm back to just carrying the old phone around in my hand, I'm currently putting laundry away one-handed, which is fun. So, Robin Hood Festival. I've lived in the village for about 6 years, and before that we lived just down the road. So I've probably been going to the Robin Hood Festival in Sherwood Forest for about 8 or 9 years, something like that. And it's a good day out if you've never been before. After you've seen it 8 or 9 times before, it gets a bit yawny and a bit the same. It's, nothing changes at all, really, and that's a shame, because it does draw big crowds in, and they could make so much more of it, but it's really just, I mean, it's the 30th anniversary of the festival this year, and you really would have thought they'd have like pulled out all the stops and done some big, made some big extravaganza or something, but no, just same old. And don't get me wrong, like I say, if you've never been before, you'll come and you'll have a great day out. And when you consider it's only like £3 or £5 or something to park your car, and from that point you're in, and you can just, in theory, you don't have to spend another penny all day. It is a cheap day out for the family. And if you haven't been before, you'll enjoy it, especially if you go on the right day, because they only do like the jousting and the falconry and that kind of stuff on certain days now. But that is definitely worth seeing. The team that do the sort of jousting medieval battle displays are called the Legends Display Team, and they do role play as Robin Hoods and the Sheriff of Nottingham. Funny that for the Robin Hood Festival, but it's the same team of guys every year, and they're really, really good. I mean, they do a bit of jousting initially, and then it all sort of ends up in this big sort of mock battle between the Sheriff's men and Robin's men, and I'm thinking of Roger with the wrestling. There's all this kind of semi-fake fighting going on. Although listening to some of the thwacks that the sticks and stuff make as they hit each other doesn't sound very fake to me. But yeah, they're all throwing axes around and swords and chopping each other up and pretending and this kind of thing. They do it really well, and they're all racing around on horses and chariots and stuff. It's really, really good. The kids love it. The guy who plays the sheriff is my favourite. He's an absolute star. He looks like a real mean, even old bloke, and he really plays the part very well. And of course, the commentator encourages the kids to boo all the sheriff and the sheriff's men. So every time the sheriff goes past the kids, they all jump up and boo like this. And now and again, now and again, if there's a bunch of kids who are really, really kind of going at him, or one of them might say something rude to him or something like that, you'll just stop in the middle of the performance. You'll just stop and dive through the fence, well, under the rope, you know, and you'll jump in amongst the kids and start snarling and growling at them and having grass fights with them and stuff. And the kids just love him. They think he's brilliant. And he is. He's, you know, he does play the part really, really well. So that bit of it's great, you know, but once you've seen that before, it just gets a bit, you know, okay, we know what's coming now. It's always a good spectacle. But when you walk around, they've got like little sort of canvas tents set up everywhere, and old people in medieval costume demonstrating like old medicines and foods and herbs and that kind of thing, you know, weapons and all this kind of stuff. Usual sort of thing that you would expect to find, but it's the same tents with the same people. They're showing the same things every single year, and it just gets to the point where you're like walking around going, I've seen this, and almost you know, recognizing each other as you look at the stall holders, you know. And you know, some of them are selling some bits, but most of them are there just for demonstrations, which is again really good if you haven't seen it before. But you know, it just gets a bit tiresome in the end. But the kids loved it. The kids had a great day out, and you know, can't complain when it cost us nought, apart from a 10-minute walk to get there. So, yeah, it was really good, really, really good. And the weather was good, unlike today. It is, like most of the country, I guess, currently getting drowned in torrential rain. And we're going to the Lake District tomorrow. we almost changed plans. The Met Office was giving a weather forecast potential lightning. Which isn't a good idea when you're 2,500 feet up in the cloud where the lightning's being formed. So we nearly changed our plans, but it looks like that lightning risk has faded now. So I think we're going to go for it and see what happens. Just being very mindful of escape routes, etc. Should we need to get off the top quick? It's always a good idea whenever you're up high to be mindful of where your next escape route is. But certainly when the weather comes in gnarly, like we're expecting it to be, it's going to be ever more important over the next few days to know how to get down and how to get down quickly should the need arise. But you know, we'll be all right. We're all sensible fellas. Having said that, I'm currently standing at the front of my house and I've just seen a flash of lightning and a big bang of thunder. Oh, well. We'll see. We'll see what we shall see. We can always switch and do a low level one if need be. oh, blimey. We've had all these weeks of lovely weather, and then the week that we choose to go away, we get the worst of it. But hey. To be honest, I like walking in weather. I love walking in bad weather. It's great. It adds the excitement for me. It adds the adventure. I really love it. But the whole purpose of this trip is for wild camping. And, staying dry for 3 days, 2 nights, camping in storms is a new experience altogether. Obviously, I've done it for 1 night, only a few weeks ago, and that's fine. But it looks like we could be in for 3 days of solid rain with no let up. And staying dry, keeping all your kit dry, cooking, surviving, etc. Could be a bit of a challenge. One I'm looking forward to, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. But it's going to be interesting. So this afternoon will be spent packing. Sorting out food and clothing and tentage and trying to squeeze it all into my rucksack. Because my packing technique is very, very lacking. All that, and the kit is all massive, so it doesn't fit. But no, I'm sure we'll manage, and just really excited to get away tomorrow. It's something I've been looking forward to now. How long ago did we decide this? I think it was it's myself and Dean that's going, in case I haven't mentioned it. Dean Reed, Audioboo's very own Dean Reed. I'm taking him away from the glorious Peak District, and we're going to the wonderfully wet Lake District. So, about a month I've been planning it, I think. So, yeah, exciting stuff. Anyway, I'm going to shoot off because I want to get some lunch ready, and I'll speak to you all later. Thanks for listening, guys. Take care now. Bye-bye.